Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With the 27th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Malachi Starks, defensive back, Georgia.
Throughout the process, Malachi was a guy that just really passed every single test. We have as far as football GPA, very, very high production as a player, durability, ability. Everything really. It just made a lot of sense for us to take him.
The guy's running around making plays all over the field. You know, we've done pretty well with those guys, and man, we've missed on guys just like everybody else. But I mean, he's a very versatile player. You know, he covers people man to man. He comes up and tackles people. He's in zone. He plays nickel zone responsibility, which is really kind of tricky. He plays both safeties, plays nickel, he plays the dime linebacker spot, which is what Kyle does, which is what Adarius does. And then Marlon plays inside and outside. So the ability to move all those pieces around and get them in different positions is pretty exciting.
Ravens head coach John Harbaugh got a brand new toy to add to his defense. A pretty impressive piece at that. Malachi Starks, first round pick, University of Georgia, a guy we've talked about multiple times over the course of the last couple of months, sitting there at 27. Couple of pass rushers there at 27, which the Ravens did not do, obviously. But they go with a guy that they were comfortable with. You heard Eric DaCosta talk about the skill set, the trait that stood out about him. And as the Harbaugh talked about scouting the safeties and others were involved potentially at that spot. But at the end of the day, it is a guy that had been mocked to the Ravens multiple times by multiple people. Malachi Starks comes in at number 27, and I would think, and I don't know what grades mean at this point in time.
Nothing.
But based on needs and available players, this fits the bill of what Baltimore was looking for to help an area that needed some assistance.
Yeah, I totally agree, Bob. I mean, I Starks, when we were sitting here last night, me and Ken, you know, we were talking like Mike Green was still available, pass rusher, but had some off-the-field issues. And then Josh Simmons was still available, who went a couple picks after. That was a candidate. And then you still had Emin Wori. So, I mean, you had your choice of safety. So, you know, I mean, Ken and I were talking last night and said, all right, we're going to find out which safety they like better. And they like Starks better, you know. And I think what it really does, it's going to unleash Kyle Hamilton. Let him go back to what he was doing. I think you can put on the board for next year 4 to 5 sacks for Hamilton because I think he is a natural pass rusher. I remember watching, not last year, but the year before at training camp, he was the only DB overworking pass rush stuff with Chuck Smith. You know, so that's the kind of things I think that they're expecting. You know, when you talk about, you know, and we'll see what pass rusher they take throughout the draft yet. But, you know, when you say, where are they going to get more sacks? Kyle Hamilton is going to give more sacks, playing up more. It's going to be more, I would think, more like Mike McDonald did with him than what he did last year was playing just center field.
And when they did that, though, they made the position change for Hamilton. The Ravens averaged 15 points a game defensively. So he helped kind of stabilize things, but maybe playing, I don't want to say unnatural spot, but maybe not maximizing his true potential. But with Starks coming in, and you brought back Adarius Washington too, who health issues have been a problem for him, but he played well last year, given an opportunity to do so. So what does Starks add to the equation and maybe, you know, help Zach or get a little more creative or maybe more foundational?
Yeah,
well, with his personality.
Bob, looking at like some of my strengths I had for Malachi, he makes the calls and he's a good communicator. So, you know, so all of a sudden now, you know, on the back end, is that going to be Malachi? And then Kyle can go do his thing, you know, and it eases up the pain, you know, for Roquan. So I think communication, you got another communicator back there in Malachi, a guy who's been their green dot guy. And then you got Kyle Hamilton who, you know, if he's up closer, you know, that helps there. And you got Roquan. So then instead of having, last year they had one, Roquan trying to do everything and it didn't work. So then they put Hamilton back there to handle the secondary and it worked. So now if you have two DBs that can do that and your linebacker, it makes life a lot easier for them. And communication, we shouldn't have to be talking about any communication issues.
Now with the players that are still on the board, Starks got picked, duh. But, you know, as a rock who's there, yeah. Ravens could use a pass rusher. Obviously, they like Starks better than Eamon Worry. Green's still there, and we'll talk about him later in the 11 to 12 hour. But would you have taken, if you're running that draft, would you have taken someone over him who still was either picked after him or still available today?
No, I'm like Starks. I like as a center fielder. I liked Eamon Worry because he's big and fast. I liked Eamon Worry. I mean, I like Mike Green as a player. I think everybody does, but you know, he had issues with women, and they won't do that
on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, so I mean, they won't do that. So,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Josh Simmons, Bob, would have been a guy that it would have been, to me, probably the safety or Simmons. That would have been my decision. And they feel, I'm guessing they felt like adding the safety brings them more right now. Or when you're looking at that, also is when you got a couple guys that you like, and I don't know where Simmons was graded on their board. If it's close, then you're saying, okay, in the second round, where's it deeper? Is it deeper at safety or is it deeper at, you know, O-line? You know, and then you kind of go that direction. But it seemed like, I mean, all along, safety was a priority. You know, because, I mean, even at the Liars luncheon, and Eric didn't lie about this one, where we want to get Kyle back to being a playmaker, you know, and this does it. I mean, Kyle Hamilton should be the happiest guy in the world. And all of a sudden, you know, Chuck Pagano and Zach Orr, all right, we can go back to creating more stuff.
5881057, the Fan Featured Artist Friday. I have no idea who the band is or artist because I wasn't here yesterday. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Any commentary on the Ravens? First round pick, safe pick, need pick, strong pick. Outstanding player, fits into obviously where they I guess in their big board, he was better than everyone else. Simmons went to Kansas City, by the way, last pick of the first round. There was some maneuvering for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The Travis Hunter going to Jacksonville-Cleveland trade was incredible. A lot of capital going from Cleveland to Jacksonville or vice versa. It was just, I was kind of surprised.
Oh,
at
Bob,
that.
You had a 30-year-old rookie GM, you know, and then he goes in his press conference after, say, hey, I've done this. Where'd he come from, the Rams or something? You know, where he worked before? I mean, he says, yeah, fans, don't worry. I can handle this.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm built for this.
Yeah. Come on.
So what do you think, though? Hunter could be a generational player.
Right.
But the compensation was pretty steep.
Yeah. When we were doing a draft, I had him look up what it was that Washington gave for RG3. That was, you know, so this was to go from 5 to 2. And the next year's one always kind of gets it done. And that's always, especially when you're Jacksonville. I mean, because, I mean, you could be picking number one. You know, I mean, if your quarterback sucks again, you know, I mean, they were picking 5 this year. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting because more than likely, it's going to be a top 10 pick, I'm guessing, that Cleveland is going to get. And that's it. Cleveland needs players, you know, and they got a hell of a player in Mason Graham.
Sure.
You know, is he Travis Hunter? No. But really, I mean, right now, who's Cleveland's quarterback? I mean, whoever it comes in, it's like, okay. You know, I mean, if it's Shadur Sanders or if it's Milroe, I think it's going to be Kirk Cousins. And I think Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh. You know, that's what I think. You know, Bob, I got interesting stat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of the 32 picks, SEC and Big Ten, how many?
I heard you talking about it earlier. I didn't hear who had more. Well, Michigan had what? How many?
Michigan had what, like 3?
Yeah. I'm going to go Big Ten.
No.
No.
SEC had 15. 15 to 32. Big Ten had 11. 26 of 32 picks from the two conferences.